is Ruin Willow, and you are listening to the Oh Fuck Yeah with Ruin Willow podcast, where I talk about all things related to sex, sexuality, erotica, mine and others, sexual tips, anything and everything to do with sex. And today, I have a special treat. I have an interview with a man from London, an English gentleman. I'm so excited about this interview. This is my first interview, so he's going to pop my interview cherry. So here we go. Are you ready to listen? Oh, I forgot my disclaimer here. And if you're under 18, it's time to leave the podcast now. This is not for you. Bye-bye. This is only for 18 and over, so for us, woohoo, fuck yeah, let's get down and dirty. We talk about all kinds of fun stuff. And of course, sex. Okay, stay tuned. Here we go. Okay. Okay, I am going to introduce you all. I'm so excited about this interview. We have James.
Hello.
You go by James, an English gentleman. That's correct?
Absolutely. That's me.
Awesome.
How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good.
I love your accent.
I love yours.
I never think of myself as having an accent. Isn't that what we all think? I don't have an accent. I just talk.
Trust me. You do have an accent. Can I clear something up first?
Absolutely.
Because how do I actually say your name? Is it Ruin Willow?
Ruin Willow, yep.
Because I kind of see Ruin as a bit of a naughty name, really.
Oh, absolutely it is, yes.
So it's a double meaning for me, Ruin. I mean, I could really ruin you right now.
That's exactly the meaning. I mean, Ruin. Ruin as in ruin, like R-U-I-N, but it's spelled yeah. R-U-A-N. Some people think it's Ruan, which is fine. I don't mind. People call
Very
me Ruin.
Clever.
Mm-hmm. Ruin wood. What kind of wood is willow? Willow tree.
Oh, you're so naughty.
I am naughty. Nice. I like to ruin wood. Fuck yes.
Yeah, well, you can ruin my wood any day. With a voice like that. To.
Well, I would love to ruin your wood.
Okay. It's nice to meet you.
Well, it's nice to meet you. I'm very excited that we're doing this interview and that you agreed to talk to me.
Tell me what, I was waiting for you to ask me.
Oh, awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. You read my mind.
Well, that's awesome. You have a great voice. Is that what got you doing the audios?
It's a real kind of mixed bag. It's a mixture of two things. I used to love phone sex. Something that voices that really does turn me on.
Right.
And then I have been complimented on my voice before.
Right.
And sometimes when I answer the phone at work, people don't want to leave the phone. in a professional manner, of course.
Right.
So I sort of thought, I quite like voices. Let me put something up on Pornhub, because I did see a couple of audios on Pornhub. So I've done a couple of those. Yeah, and then I kind of forgot about it. And then lockdown happened last year. Mm-hmm. And I thought, let me do something, because people are losing their lives. They're stuck at home.
Yes.
Don't know what to do. I'm frustrated. Let me
exactly.
do something that I enjoy. And I started training these audios. And I actually come in these audios.
Okay.
Some people say, do you fake them? And I say, don't fake my audios.
Right.
I don't like play with it. And that's what just I don't do a lot of scripted stuff either. A lot of it's improv.
Okay.
I mean, I just shut my eyes, think of something, and I just go with it. And
nice.
Think that I'm actually there. And I'm hoping people think the same thing when they listen to my audios. They think I'm there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm doing their things to them. I mean, you've heard some of my audios, right?
Yes. Yes, I have. Yes, it's very, it is a great thing. And it's, I like the spontaneity of it. That's really just really delicious.
It's very educational.
Education is good. Sex ed.
Absolutely.
I'm all about that.
Oh my God. You have a very sexy voice.
Oh, thank you. I it's so funny because the only time I started doing audio was on Twitter. And the first time I did it, people were like, what do you sound like? Because I had been doing Twitter for a while. And I'm like, well, maybe it was around Christmas time. And so I said, just did a little tiny audio tweet. And I'm like, oh, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. How's everybody doing? And everybody went ballistic. And I'm like, what? Everyone's like, I love your voice. And I'm like, you do? I was really quite shocked, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a very sultry, sexy voice that you have.
I've really done my audio has just exploded. Now I'm narrating audiobooks. It's just going crazy. I just finished another one. Oh, so sexy. Oh my gosh. I cannot wait till it hits the market.
Wow. I haven't done any of those yet. I am thinking about doing some audiobooks, but I've just need to get into it and sign
right.
up.
Because you have Audacity, so that's a good thing. ACX is what I've been using.
That's the one, yeah. Yep. So I've recently done a virtual threesome with Kyle and Lily.
Yes, I saw that.
I don't know if you listened to that. And he said to me, do you fancy doing some audiobooks for me? And I went, because he writes, you see, and I went, I'd love to do that.
Right.
I think you'd be perfect for doing some
Absolutely.
Of those. Because I have an English accent, so
mm-hmm.
there are a lot of American audio creators out there. But to have something different,
yes.
I think that's quite interesting.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I know. And there are some places that I have to actually try to do an English accent. And I'm like, oh, shit. I listened on YouTube and I'm trying to, because I have one role that I need to do. Oh, what is it? Something in English, but with an English accent.
I done the collaboration and it was doing superheroes and and I tried to do an American accent and it kind of, I don't think I could probably do a little bit, but I think it went from a New York accent to a West Coast accent to like a Southern accent, and it just was all over the place. I don't know if it actually works or not, but I think people still listen to it because
that's true. That's true. It doesn't have to be.
No, he said you could do anything. It's just audio. You could do it in the English accent. I thought, no, let me try and do it. And if it comes out wrong, I'm sure they're going to slate me for it. But no one said anything because they're so nice.
Well, the English accent is sexy. So I would listen to something that would be, I mean, it doesn't have to sound like a woman or a man. I mean, that is one thing you can do. But just even listening to your voice is just sexy by itself. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Thank you. Yeah. Sometimes I think I don't sound nice.
Oh, well, I think you do.
Biggest critic on those sort of things, really, yeah.
So when you did this virtual threesome, how did you do it? Were you all each in your own, like, home?
So I pre-recorded mine. So I pre-recorded mine. It was all improv.
Okay.
And then they didn't listen to it at all. Kyle and Lily just played it and then they followed my instructions.
Oh, nice. Okay. So you were directing what was happening.
Directing, yeah, telling them what to do. And then saying to Lily that I was Kyle. So when you go down on Kyle,
right.
It's me in your mouth, not Kyle.
Nice. Nice. So then they just imagined it and acted
yeah.
it out. Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's very sexy. That sounds fun.
It was a lot of fun.
What do they say? Our brain is our largest sexual organ. So, you know.
My head, you say? Yeah.
Yes, your head. Both heads.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. They think with your head. Which head? Both heads.
Absolutely. Two heads are better than one, right?
That's right. And you all have two heads to begin with, right?
That's right.
So, what got you into doing this? You said it was the lockdown that kind of ushered you into
it. Yeah, I had posted a couple on Pornhub, and someone messaged me and said, have you been on GWA? And I was like, GWA, what's that? And it was it's a channel on Reddit, the subreddit on Reddit.
Okay.
And yeah. I thought, oh, let me go and see what's happening. And basically, this is where all the audios, the normal safe for work audios and not safe for work audios were done and living. And I thought, wow, this is where I want to be. So right. I started doing someone there. Little bit of engagement, not much. Then I joined Twitter, and then it just went crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome. I checked out your link tree that has, oh no, yours isn't called Linktree. It's something else. All my links.
All my links.
Yeah, that shows all wherever you are, Reddit and Pornhub. And what's the Vibe-Ease? Is that what it is?
Oh, the Vibe-Ease is a remote control vibrator.
Okay.
They have audios on their website that you can buy and purchase.
Oh, that's cool.
And I think it's in sync with the vibrator.
So it works with the vibe. So it moves to your sound? Wow.
I think so. But I've got my audios on there. So they tend to promote me quite a lot, which is really good. Because what happens when they tag me in something, I normally retweet it and then people see it.
Right. Well, that's really awesome. Yeah, people need to check that out.
Yeah, you should. There's a few audios on there. I have quite a lot on Pornhub. I think I'm up to about 140,000 views on there now.
Oh, that is awesome. That's fantastic.
Really, yeah.
That's exciting, too. That's a lot of people.
I know. A lot of horny people.
Yes, there are a lot of horny people in the world, aren't they? Well, speaking of that, I forgot one of my questions I was going to start off with. What is your favorite sexual position? And I won't complain if you tell me why.
Ah, well, it's got to be oral sex. It has to be. Well, you do know that audios are the second best thing I do with my mouth.
Oh, yes. That's fantastic.
So for me, it's got to be oral sex. It's quite a personal thing as well.
Yes.
It's not just fucking. It's sort right. of very, right. very intimate.
Yes.
And if you're a good kisser, if you're good at kissing.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're good at oral sex.
That's true. That's a good point.
So when you're snogging someone, snogging, if you know what snogging is.
No, what's snogging? I love how we have different terms for sex and stuff. It's just hilarious. You guys have what? Okay, let's talk about this one, then we'll talk about another one. Okay, what's this one?
So snogging. Say you go to a bar and you're chatting away to someone and you're really attracted to them and you start kissing and you're using tongues and you're really getting into it. That's called snogging.
Okay, so snogging is kissing?
Yeah, deep kissing. With tongues, it's like you say, oh, when I snog the face off. snogging, it's kissing,
I think the only thing we really have is called French kissing. There's really no other term.
Oh, really? You should start using snogging. And then you can explain. I'd like to snog you. What?
I'd like to snog you. Yeah. That's fantastic. I'd like to snog you. Do people actually say that to each other?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
They do?
The snog. Oh, I'll kiss a snog. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Or if you see two people kissing, go, oh, look at them snogging. Oh,
wow.
They're really getting into it. Oh, my God. See the way he's snogging her. Yeah.
I'm so visual. How do you spell that? S-N-O-G-G-I-N-G?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. I don't know. I'm very visual. I need to like see a word on a piece of paper or spell it out before I get it.
Hang on a second. You're very visual. You just want to see a couple of people snogging, didn't you, really? That's what you
mean.
Yeah,
absolutely. And then you guys say, what do you guys say? You say, I think it's so funny. You guys use the word... What's the word you use for underwear, for panties? It's like so funny. And it's like so not sexy.
No, it's not. No, it is.
It's not. Hang on a second. Is it?
Pants is not sexy.
Pants is not sexy. Knickers. That's knickers. The word, right? Knickers?
Knickers. Yeah.
Knickers are like.
Fully knickers.
I think of knickers as like short pants that someone from Germany wears. And they're
no.
or shorts, like tan shorts. And I do not think of them as panties or underwear in any way. But you guys do, right? That's sexy. Knickers are sexy, right?
Knickers are very sexy. Yeah. Sexy pair of knickers. Can't go wrong with that.
That's hilarious. So we call it panties or underwear. Panties for women or women's underwear. Men's underwear.
Pantyhose, isn't it? Pantyhose is what you call it.
Pantyhose. That's like nylons, yeah.
Oh, that's what it is. Like, panties is so wrong.
Panties is wrong?
Yeah. Look, Americans should be changing the English language, right?
So funny. And then you guys say wink, right? Wink.
Oh, I love a good wink, yeah.
So, and is wink derogatory or is it good?
Well, it can be taken in two different ways, actually. If I'm listening to one of your audios and I'm getting turned on, then I would probably be having a good old wank over you. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
But then some guy could be walking down the road being an idiot. And I say, he's a right fucking wanker, isn't he? Like, he's an arsehole. There's two different ways looking at it.
It's kind of like the word fuck, right? Fuck has so many meanings, and I guess one of my favorite words. But, you know, you can be a fucker and be like an asshole.
Yeah.
Or you can fuck.
Well, it could be done the same way. It could be, you're a fucker, or, you're a fucker, aren't you? So that's taken two different ways.
Or it can be, I want to fuck you. You know, I mean, there's like so many meanings, and it can be positive. It's all across the spectrum. It's just an amazing word.
Fuck's a great word. Yeah.
Everybody loves how I say the word fuck. I don't know.
It is. But people like the way I say fuck as well.
I like how you say fuck too. Do it again.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, I'm going to fucking ruin you. There you go.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, please. That's fantastic. I love it.
Lots of different words, lots of different meanings. So I tend to play on the double meaning sometimes, which is quite funny.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's super fun to do. I love that. What's the biggest surprise you've had in the last few months?
Biggest surprise for me was keeping my job.
Yeah, no
that's
kidding.
So boring.
Right.
Because, a lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of people have died. I've still worked through. Luckily. I think that's it. And seeing people die, you know, knowing people that have died through COVID as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I personally have too. It's just terrible. I just got my first vaccine this week for COVID. And I have to get the second one in a couple of weeks here. Yeah, it's been tragic. It's been horrible.
Yeah.
I hope we can get a handle on this.
I hope so. We were going to be coming out of lockdown soon, but I think that might be delayed a little bit because there's another strain of virus.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're coming out of lockdown over here too, slowly. As more people get vaccinated, I think that's what's the trend toward getting more and more things open and not wearing masks. That's coming soon. Actually, just came now. If you're vaccinated, they're saying you don't need to wear a mask anymore.
That's a fair point. If you've been vaccinated, that's a fair point.
Mm. Is it easy to get vaccines over there or is it tough?
They're doing it by age groups. So they're doing it from, I think, like old people, like 70s and 80s, down to 60s, 50s, 40s. I think we're down to 40s, early 40s now. So yeah, it's I don't want to go too much into it because we've had a lot of issues here. We've had lots of issues and I could go on, but I don't want to. But what I will say is that our vaccine operation has been very, very good.
That's good.
I've never seen anything like it because obviously we have the NHS in. Sometimes that could be a bit chaotic.
But bless
them, they work their hearts out. But the whole operation of the vaccines, I wouldn't fault that one bit. It's been really, really good.
Right. Well, that's good. So what things are you working on now?
Right. Gosh, I've got so much going on.
Awesome.
And there's just not enough time in the day. I've been doing Agent J, which is like a secret agent audio for a while.
I saw that on YouTube. You have a little clip on YouTube, right?
Yeah, a little trail on there. And that's a collaboration with Posey Churchgate, who writes, and she's also got a little audio bit in that as well.
Nice.
And I've been working on that for ages, and I've re-recorded, and then I was about to put it together last week, and then I realised I wasn't happy with the audio again, so I re-recorded it again.
And okay.
Now I'm nearly there. I was hoping this weekend that I'll hopefully get it done. If not, it'll be next week. But yeah, that's coming out. That's exciting.
Awesome.
I've got a couple of collaborations coming up. I've got a Downton Abbey kind of script coming up.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, I'm thinking of doing a Bridgerton one, which nice. Would be quite, so I'm thinking of doing that. I've got a couple of poems. And I do a lot of stuff with food as well.
Oh, nice. I actually do a lot of stuff with food under my real name. But what do you do with food?
We'll be back after a quick break.
This episode is brought to you by the Spring Cleaning Champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure the man in your life grooms his carpets and his drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Have him clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch his confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and have him join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With our special offer, go to manscaped.com and use code RUIN. You have to use my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, for the 20% off and free shipping. Have you ever been doing some oral pleasure and got some hairs in your mouth or your teeth? Well, Manscaped can help with that. Try being clean shaven for spring cleaning. After he uses Manscaped, you can say, let's get some busy with some spring fever in the bedroom. Try out Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It is an amazing trimmer that features two interchangeable heads, one for taking a little off the top and the new foil blade to go smooth. If you want to go smooth for spring cleaning, make sure you try out Manscaped products. Bring on those smooth skin, sexy slaps in the bedroom. And how do you do that? Use Manscaped products to shave clean down in your pubic area. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code RUIN. You have to use my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, all caps at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code RUIN at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in his pants, right? In your pants, if you're the man. Spring clean your groin area. Try smooth. Try it with Manscaped.
Apart from eating it, I tend to cook with food. I tend to play with food.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I've done a few audio visuals, as I call them, where I'm trying to find out the flavour of the donut filling
without
putting it directly in my mouth.
Well, that sounds interesting.
So I tend to use my fingers to stick it in the hole.
Oh, my. That's a good sentence, you know?
And sometimes I've got to use two fingers because I just can't get in there. And I have to go in and out quite a few times. And if it's a nice thick cream filling, it looks really good on my fingers. But tastes even better.
That sounds fabulous.
That is actually on my Twitter feed. It's also on my Patreon and OnlyFans. Extended version. So, yes, that's one of them. Another one I was doing, chicken schnitzel.
What's that?
Right. So it's chicken schnitzel. It's like a chicken in breadcrumbs that's fried.
Okay.
But I give the chicken a good old banging. So okay. just to flatten it out. So I whack it with my old, give it a good old hammering with my rolling pin. Banging it away. So I tend to do a lot of the the voices and the noises that go with it. And
The
women love cooking, but when I throw in a bit of sauce into it, they love it even more.
Well, food is very sensual. I mean, you taste it, and it just, if you add it, I don't know, I think that's sexy. You mix it with sensuality and food and sex. And yeah, absolutely.
It's very, very sexy.
Playing
with food. But it's even better when you cook something as well, and it comes out looking good.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I love to cook too. I love to make up recipes too. It's fun.
Hey, I did do a chicken Kiev and I recorded it. So I've got a nice bit of breast because I love breast.
Well, that's fabulous.
It normally fits in my hand perfectly.
Oh, nice.
It's good. And then I'd lay it down on the board and then I'd cut through it with a sharp knife. Then I would get my garlic butter.
Mm-hmm.
And I would slowly just fill that slot up with my with my thick, it's not hot, it's thick, cold.
Yes.
Garlicky, buttery.
Very nice.
And I do that for about 2 minutes because you've got to get every crack in, haven't you, really?
Oh, yes. Hell yes.
But that's what I do. And that went down very, very well.
So much
so that no one really wanted to see the end products.
No?
No, they just was interested in the preparation. They said they said they watched it about 10 or 15 times.
Oh.
They just wanted to sure that they understood how to do it.
So. That's fantastic. The process is better than the end result.
Absolutely. It depends what the end result is going to end up like or where it's going to end up. That's
true.
Mm.
Very true.
That's called James's Kitchen.
Okay, nice. And where is James's Kitchen again? Where can people find that?
Oh, it's actually on my Twitter. You can find clips on my Twitter,
nice.
Which is an English gent 68. So,
yes.
So I've got some clips on there. I've got extended versions on my OnlyFans and my Patreon.
Nice.
I'm also, so that's the food start side of things. That's good. And now I've started doing English lessons.
So they're
James's erotic English lessons.
Ooh, what do you do there?
Teach Americans and Australians how to speak English, of course. but the James way, I'm only teasing. I had two sessions with one student. One was meant to be half an hour, which actually went on for 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
I think there was a lot to cover, to be honest. And we did get a lot of things done.
Nice.
And she's just had a second one today. That was an hour. So it's a monthly thing.
Nice.
And it's done via audio and video.
Perfect.
And as she passes all the grades, then she gets to watch.
She gets to watch? It's always fun to watch, isn't it?
It's always fun to watch. So, yes, you've done very well today. Definitely an A star. And I actually put up on Twitter that I had some more slots available. And to my surprise, they all got filled.
Oh, that's awesome. That's fantastic.
Which is really, really good. Yeah. You sign up to a certain tier on my Patreon and then you get to learn English.
So I
do have a spare slot next week if you want me to ruin you.
Oh, that sounds very exciting. Sounds fabulous. Yeah.
So it's very interesting. Yes.
It is. Absolutely. Love to explore that kind of a thing. So what is your favorite food then?
Food.
That's really hard to pick. I know. It's really
hard. It's really hard. For me, I've traveled quite a lot and tasted different types of food. So for me, though, it's got to have a lot of flavor and a kick to it. Not too much kick. Not too much chili, because then the chili just overpowers the taste.
Oh,
it's got to have good flavor and a little bit of a kick.
Yes.
That's it for me. So it could be... Indian food, Chinese food. So Chinese with a little bit of chili in it. Or Thai food, which has a Thai food to me is like a mixture of, I think it's a mixture of Indian and Chinese. So it's got that kind of spices in it, but then it's got that little kick as well.
Yes.
So I love Thai food. I like all sorts of food. That's all sorts of food.
Oh, it's so hard to pick your favorite food. It's almost not too hard of a question because there's so many good foods out there.
I love eating.
Yes, me too.
In more ways than one. Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice sentence. I like that. So what goals do you have going forward with what you're doing?
I think my goals are, I'd like to collaborate a lot more with different guys and women.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to do a recipe book. That's been sort of thrown at me.
Yeah. Like an audio recipe book?
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Would you use your own recipes or would you use someone else's?
My own recipes.
Nice.
I have some recipes that my mama used to make. So.
Right. Yeah. Moms always cook well. So that would be perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, but if I'm doing my mom's cooking and I'm trying to do something naughty, probably be a bit weird, wouldn't it, really? So I'm going to be a bit.
You can always insert naughty things into almost anything, right?
You can, yeah.
It's not hard.
No, it's not. Well,
depends on your definition of hard,
absolutely. Are you trying to seduce? You're trying to seduce me, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, of course. I like to seduce people. That's fun, right? You like to seduce people?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes. I love that. That's great. So tell me what else you think are your goals. Do you want to expand any areas that you haven't mentioned yet?
I think I'd like to do some more safe for work stuff. So a lot more gentle, civilized audios, like cuddling, kissing and things like that. I love singing. I love singing.
You love to sing?
Yeah.
Oh, so you like to sing. That's awesome.
Yeah, I've done a couple of audios with songs in actually as well.
Oh, that's great.
So I've done a Elvis one, which is Don't Step in My Blue Suede Shoes. And I've done one with Harry Styles, Watermelon on Sugar. And a naughty version of that.
Yes. Oh, that's perfect.
So I love singing. So maybe some more songs. I did recently put up a poll on my Twitter to say, what would you like to hear me sing next?
Yeah.
It was Bruno Mars or Seal.
Right.
And a few others. And Bruno Mars came up and I was thinking, oh my God, they picked the hardest artist for me to sing.
Right.
So I'm going to do a Bruno Mars track now, which is going to be tricky because he's got a lot of good songs out there.
Oh, he does. Absolutely.
But he's got an amazing range as well.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, absolutely. Well, that would be very sexy. That sounds really cool. It's a great idea.
Yeah. So it'd be, the Walkman and Sugar one was actually, I did read somewhere that the Walkman and Sugar song by Harry Styles was about oral sex.
Okay, nice.
So I thought, oh, that sounds quite interesting. So let me try and talk about Walkman and Sugar and do a bit of licking and slurping and stuff and then go straight into the song. Ooh. So someone said to me, that's my favorite audio of yours. I went, why is that? She says, why?
Awesome.
She said, well, you're licking and sucking and like you're going down on me and then I come in your mouth and then you start singing and that's just like that brings me right down to relax. I can just listen to you sing. It's like,
fantastic.
That is, that's quite a compliment, really.
It is, absolutely. And it's fun to find those things that people like the most. And sometimes it does surprise you, you're like, oh, I didn't expect that at all. But that's good to know because you can formulate going forward knowing what people really like.
It is. And I thought I was only doing audios, but then I started doing the recipes and things like that. And then people say, you've got really nice hands. It's like,
oh,
Yeah, can you do some more hand stuff? I'm like, okay, I can do some hoovering. So I was doing some hoovering, and they go, you can come and clean my house any day.
Nice.
Sure, I could hoover up anywhere you want me to. Actually, you guys don't say hoover, do you? You say vacuum. We say hoover.
Say hoover. We say vacuum, yes. Yeah. So Hoover is a brand of vacuum, but you guys use that as meaning vacuum?
Yeah.
Wow. And then I've seen Hoover used also like in erotica, like Hoover up. Like I've seen that, but that's funny. You guys have Hoover vacuums over there? That brand?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think that's one of the oldest brands, right? Didn't Hoover invent the vacuum cleaner?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
No.
I'm going to Google it. Who invented? Sorry, excuse me one second while we're doing this podcast. Let me do a quick Google search. Who invented Hoover? Or it should be who invented the vacuum cleaner. So right. There we go. The person who invented the Hoover or the vacuum cleaner was William Henry Hoover.
Oh, really? Oh, how interesting.
That is why we call it Hoover.
Oh, wow.
And that is why you call it a vacuum.
Huh. It's so weird that we chose vacuum and you guys chose Hoover. Like, how does that develop? It's so weird. Language has so much power, doesn't it? I mean, yeah, you've learned that.
Oh, God, yeah. It does have a lot of power.
It really does.
Apparently, my voice has made someone come 3 times in 5 minutes.
Oh, that's awesome. Fantastic.
So, yeah, words are very powerful.
They are. When did you think you realized that? Like, did you realize it recently, or is it something you've always known?
I think I've always kind of known that. But I've never done, and I've made someone come 3 times in 5 minutes.
That's an excellent job.
One of the favorite ones that people say is when I say come for me.
Oh yeah, that's very good.
And they do, they come for me.
That's fantastic. We need more of that in our lives, don't we?
Come, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. What me telling people to come, or people coming in general?
People coming in general and you telling them to come. I think both sound fantastic and delicious, and that's what should happen.
Yes. Just that one. Well, my details are there. Anyone can contact me if you want me to talk to you, or you want to listen to me.
So, yeah, you do personalized.
I do personalized audios. I do English lessons.
Nice.
Yes.
So all the places that people can find you are, do you want to list all of those just so people have like it in a neat little package where they can find you?
So they can find me on Patreon. I'm also on OnlyFans. I'm also on Twitter, YouTube as well, Reddit.
Yep.
And I'm also, I've started to post up on Literotica.
Okay. Yes. Are you doing audios on Literotica?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I started to do that. I mean, that's where it all kind of began, really, right? And then sort of GWA just kind of took off as well.
Nice.
And there's a lot more people doing audios now, which is great. I think gives people more choice.
And I can put all the links to your all of that stuff in the text of this podcast, so people have easy access.
You can put all of that stuff anywhere you want to.
Awesome. And I definitely will. I will use it. I will add it and it will be there. And then anybody can just click right on through and get to you.
Just click on me and come straight through to me.
Absolutely. That is fantastic. That sounds great. Well, and thank you for talking with us. And I'm just excited to share you on my podcast. Is that okay if I share you?
You can share. No, I want you to myself.
That sounds delicious. Yeah.
So when did you start? When did you start?
When did I start?
Well, you said you're on Twitter and then you've done an audio. But what made you go on Twitter? I'm going to interview you, right? This is my game.
Okay.
I don't know. I want to know about you. Because I noticed that when you posted something up on Twitter, you had a lot of male people liking it. You have a lot of male followers, right?
Oh, I have a ton of male followers. I mean, the vast majority is male, yes.
Yeah, so I have a lot of female followers. I actually have one guy who's who's actually signed up to my OnlyFans, which I was quite pleasantly surprised and pleased, actually, to be honest.
Because
I have done a bi-curious kind of audio.
Oh, nice.
And that went down well because it was about blowjobs.
Okay, so, perfect.
So rewind our conversation. So you said that one day you decided to post up an audio, okay? And then you got a lot of people comment on it. But before that, when you first joined Twitter, why did you join Twitter? And was there any sort of anything you wanted to get from joining Twitter? What did you want to do by being on Twitter?
Well, I'm a writer under my real name as well. I'm a blogger and an influencer and an author under my real name. And I write primarily romance and a little bit of middle school fantasy. And one day I was just like, I really want to venture into the genre of erotica.
Mm.
And I'd been thinking about it for a really long time. And I had gone to a concert with a bunch of girlfriends. And I was telling one of my best friends about what I was doing and what I wanted to do. And she goes, God, damn, you are so raunchy. And I love it. And I'm like, you're right, I am. And then I thought back and reflected on my life. And I'm like, yeah, that's been an underlying thing for me. I need to expand this. So about a month later, on a whim, a complete whim, I'm like, I'm going to fucking go on Twitter and I'm going to call myself raunchy. And so I did. And that was 2019. That's when I started it. And I started it on a whim. I'm like, is this even going to fucking work? You know? And then it exploded. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And so it's just been quite the journey. And there's been so many explosions. You know, and audio has been another one for me. So I started it. And I think about 6 months into it, I was kind of nervous to go on audio because I don't know, I just was. Because I am anonymous. And so then I did a tweet and everybody went ballistic. So then my audio just started to explode. And recently, in more recent times, it has exploded completely. Because people can get discovered. I basically got discovered on Twitter. A publishing director heard my voice on Twitter and he dropped his coffee in his lap.
I hope it wasn't hot coffee.
I know. So then he immediately messaged me and said, hey, have you ever wanted to do narrating audiobook work? And so then he actually is the one who got me into doing audiobooks. And I still work with him in his publishing company.
Excellent. That's brilliant.
Yes. And so I just finished recording a book with that group. And it's really fucking sexy. The book is already out as an ebook, I believe, and paperback. But now it will be out with as an audio book. And oh my gosh, some of those chapters. Okay, so it was like a fucking workout. Like afterwards, I felt like I worked out. So I was like moaning and I'm sighing and I'm acting out these characters. And then I'm gagging. And afterwards, I'm like, oh my gosh, that was like a workout. I mean, seriously, I'm like, it's an amazing book. It's pretty sexy. It's pretty hardcore. It's fucking hot. Well, I'm excited.
Well, gagging can be quite exhausting, can't it? Not that I know that. Not that I know that from personal experience myself.
Right.
I know the way that, you know, that someone's gagged on my cock before. It probably is quite exhausting after that, but it's so miserable.
And it was so funny in the storyline. So then I would like do something and I would be moaning and I'm like, well, wait a minute, I was supposed to be moaning with something in my mouth. So then I shoved my fingers in my mouth, for real. I shoved my fingers in my mouth and then I moaned. I'm like, well, that's more realistic, right?
No. What's more realistic is if I had my cock in your mouth.
That's true. but your cock wasn't in my sound room, so that's a bit of a problem.
Unfortunately not. It was not, yeah.
I was just laughing at myself so hard. I'm like, I'm like shoving my fingers in my mouth. I'm like, oh, I was supposed to have something in my mouth. I better redo this.
I know I've done that before when I'm doing an audio. I'm thinking, like, I'm meant to be licking and sucking and thinking, I need to put my finger in my mouth.
Yeah, yes.
So I am sucking something properly, yeah. unfortunately, you have to fake those kind of things. But
you do. But yeah. It is a little bit realistic because there literally is something in your mouth, you know? I mean,
yeah, exactly. So you said you're an influencer. So you have kind of influenced me today.
Yeah. Oh, I get sex toys all the time. I'm an influencer for sex toys. Companies contact me all the time.
Wow. That's really good.
It is. And I'm this is crazy. I have over 30 sex toys now.
Yeah, that's because you want one for every day of the month. You just need another one to make up for the 31, right?
Oh, I use more than one in a session. I mean, there's no way to just use one.
The only problem you're going to have is when you get to February, when it's only 28 days in a month.
Right.
You'll have to double up. That's when you double up, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
Nothing wrong with a doubling up on that. Oh,
yeah. So I'm definitely an influencer for that. Under my real name, it's non-sexual things, but under Ruin Willow, it's all sexual things for the influencing.
So do you actually try them out and you review them?
Oh, hell yes. Actually, okay. So I actually have 2 podcast episodes where I actually use them live.
Whoa. Okay, can you do me one favor? Could you give me the links for those two?
Oh, yes, I will. They're rather popular. And so someone asked me, since I just started this podcast in January and it's really exploding, which is really exciting. But someone said to me, when you get 10,000 listens, will you do a live podcast where you're actually using the toys on yourself? And I thought about it. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. Okay. So... So then I did, and that was a recent one. So I've done a couple of them where I think I've done 2 where I actually used them live.
You're a very, very, very naughty girl.
I'm very, very naughty. That's so true. But I love it.
I do too.
Oh, man, they were fun. And I describe them. I describe them and I say what they're doing to me. And yeah, it's fun. Pretty amazing.
So here's
people
one for
want
you.
More.
Here's one for you. So you do that as an audio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that as a video?
Well, I've been asked probably about 500 to 1,000 times. I'm probably underestimating that. For a video, yes. I've been asked that so many times.
But would you do that?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
So this is the thing, right? So this is, I actually done an audio visual.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah. So, but the thing about it is you don't see everything.
Right.
So it makes them think, oh, my God, I want to see more.
Yeah.
But it's not fucking giving me more.
Right.
But what it is that I have these tight trunks, right? White tight trunks.
Mm.
Yes. And my hand decides to wander in the side. White trunks.
Mm.
And you can see my thighs. As you know, I have thick thighs. I have quite muscular thighs, rugby thighs they are.
Nice.
And you can see it grow within the white trunks.
Oh, so that's brilliant.
So you can see, but you can't see exactly. But
right.
you can see me grow.
Oh.
And I think people, and I'm talking over the top. So people can see, but they can't see. So it leaves more to the imagination.
Yes, that's actually quite powerful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I think that way it leaves more to your imagination.
Yes.
And it makes you wanting more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
So you could do something like that.
That's true. That's true. Well, I've certainly been asked. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that.
It's you gotta get the right kind of setting and the right kind of scenario for something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you don't want to, if you don't want to give away too much about yourself,
right? Exactly.
Then you gotta keep your private life private, right?
Right, right. I really stress with about that because a lot of people want to know what my face looks like. They want to know who I am. But the problem with that is if the other side of my writing knows that I do erotica, it's going to taint it. And so this is why I do not show my face, because I don't want to taint that whole side of my writing and author career, even though I really would love to show my face. So I struggle with that a lot. And I don't know whatever will end up happening with that. But that's why I don't do it, because some of the stuff I've written is actually for children. And so that doesn't mesh with erotica. You know what I'm saying?
No, it doesn't. No.
So and over here in America, we're such freaking prudes. You know, it might work over in Europe because you guys are so much more relaxed about sex. And we're so prudes over here. It drives me freaking crazy. You know, maybe one big really? A deal over there. I feel like we're total prudes. Yeah.
No, I don't believe that. I thought the British were prudes.
Really? I see. I feel like you guys are totally more relaxed about sex in Europe than we are.
I would say, Amsterdam, yes, because, you know, I've been to Amsterdam twice, right? Yeah, you can walk down the street and you've got women in booths waiting for your custom. Yeah.
Really?
So it's a real eye. If you ever want to go somewhere that intrigues you and you hear about it in magazines or you see something on YouTube,
sure.
you've got to experience it for real.
Oh, wow. I didn't have no idea.
Oh, they're all different. So from afar, you see all these pretty colors. Oh, that's nice. Lovely, pretty colors, little lights going on in the background. But no, those lights are actually lights inside a shop where the women are standing and they're waiting by enticing you to come into the little shop, you know, and then the curtains get drawn. Let me just say one thing to you first. I haven't been in one.
Okay.
I've seen it. So they'll draw the curtains and then they get down to business and that's it.
But
the women are so gorgeous, you know. We think what are you doing here,
right?
But that is what they do, and there's literally shops and shops, rows of shops.
Oh yeah, you're not going to find that here. Oh my gosh, no.
So some people think they're like they're a big kid in a sweet shop, you know. Can chew, pick and choose whatever you want to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So open. You can smoke marijuana out there. You can buy cakes in the shop.
Wow. It's so different. I mean, there's starting to be places here in the U.S. where you can use marijuana legally, but it's not widespread.
There are. Yeah, there are certain states that have marijuana, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody who works for a marijuana company.
Okay.
And she gets to try them out.
Oh, really? That's quite the job.
I know. I said, I want a job doing that. Yeah.
Right.
So, if you ever go to Europe, the places I would go to Europe is obviously London. Of course, I would say that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But so the places, I mean, I'd say a lot of Europe is very, very beautiful. But I've been to I've been to Paris. I've been to Barcelona. I've been to Rome. Amsterdam, but the one that is really stands out from all of it is Amsterdam, because there's nowhere like this in the world.
Wow, I had no idea. I've never been to Europe, and it's like a dream of mine someday, but I had no idea about that for Amsterdam.
Well, about the shops?
Yes, really? I never have actually heard that.
My God, it's those sex shops everywhere. There's a sex there's a sex museum.
Oh my gosh.
You go to McDonald's, you order a Happy Meal, they give you handcuffs. It's all sorts of stuff that goes. No, I'm joking. I'm joking about the handcuffs. I mean, I suppose you could go into
McDonald's.
You could go to McDonald's and they give you a Happy Meal and they give you some weed to go with it. And after you've had the weed, you are happy. I tend to go into McDonald's in Amsterdam and I say, can I go large, please? And I say, of course, sir. How can I help you? Have a great day. Have a nice day. And you certainly do have a nice day out there. Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I call it Big Mac for nothing.
I'll take the Big Mac, please.
Would you like to go large?
Extra, yeah, super size. Yes. Oh, my God, super size.
I don't know if they say that over there, but they say it over here. They used to. You want to supersize that?
Yes, no, you go large. You go large here. Go for a large.
Go large, okay.
Go large. Mm. And it tops off with a nice banana milkshake.
Ah, yes. Perfect.
Yes. So, yeah, it's a very interesting city, Amsterdam. The shops are there. It's real. And, yeah, it's just one of those really bizarre places.
Wow. So, yeah, this is so interesting. I can't even imagine. I can't imagine walking down the street and seeing that.
Mm, it is crazy.
Oh, for sure. Sounds like Vegas. Well, kind of like Vegas a little bit, but not even. Vegas isn't even like that extreme, I don't think.
No, it's not. Vegas is not that extreme. I've been to Vegas.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And it's not like that, even though you do have the clubs, the strip clubs and
right.
the bars and stuff. You don't have anything like that.
Right.
It is really different.
One of a kind place.
Yeah. But the Dutch are really friendly in more ways than once. I mean, I wanted to just pick up, a bag of crisps from the local shop and couldn't find them anywhere. And all the shops are just, just full of women, you know?
Oh, wow.
And when I mean crisps, I mean potato chips.
Chips. Okay, yes. Oh, so you call them crisps?
Yes.
Chips are crisps?
No, crisps are crisps.
We don't call it... Well, we do have a few things we call crisps, but it isn't chips.
No, we call chips like fish and chips.
Fish and chips. Well, fish and chips over here is just fish and chips.
Well, there you go. I rest my case.
But we say everyone had like Doritos or potato chips. Those are chips. Cheetos, you know, all that kind of stuff. Chips.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you couldn't have Doritos with fish. Doesn't really go, does it?
No, that sounds kind of odd, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah. So fish and chips. And then we have French fries, which French are French fries, right? French fries are French fries.
Mm-hmm. Yep, here too.
Mr. Chris. Yeah. So I try to educate my lovely American followers.
Oh, absolutely.
How to speak English.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love the different words. It's so interesting. It really is to me.
Well, one of my audios, so I have like a car series of audios. And
okay.
It's like it's different scenarios. So one's a blowjob in a car, one's...
Yes, I heard that one.
Yeah, one's shagging the car. Well... Excuse me. one of them that I put onto Pornhub got banned. My audio got banned from Pornhub, and basically,
like, how does that happen? I thought they were like okay with everything.
No, I don't think they are. No. I don't think they are okay with everything. There's certain things they don't like. I mean, obviously, the really, really hard stuff. But
right.
I was driving and basically not doing it while driving because that's illegal, right? But I was was driving and doing this audio and basically pretending that I had, if you were next to me, having your face down in my groin.
Okay,
basically fucking your face.
Yeah.
And because I had sort of restrained you in that position.
Okay, yeah.
It was forceful. They said it was based on forcefulness. I couldn't put that up.
I've seen some things on there that are forceful. So that's kind of surprising to me.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you don't like to be forceful, fuck-faced, do you? Or was that a yes?
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
you're stumped for words, right?
You stumped me. You stumped me for words. Yeah, that doesn't usually happen.
That's the first time.
That is a first.
Speechless. Ruin is speechless.
I'm speechless.
You know why you're speechless, don't you?
Why?
Because you probably got my cock down your throat. You can't talk.
That's right. I can't talk. I can't talk with something in my mouth, right? No. I can moan. I can moan with something in my mouth.
Well, you can do that because that is amazing.
And I can hum.
You can hum as long as you.
Men like that when you hum when you're giving them a blowjob, right?
Humming, gagging, yeah, it's so good.
Sound or just the vibration? Maybe it's the vibration. I don't know what it is. The vibration of vocal cords.
It's the vibration.
Yeah,
it's the vibration. But then also it's also the sound as well.
Yeah, that's true.
I won't do the sound. I was going to do it then, but the sound and the vibration of it is fucking amazing.
Yeah, well, that's so interesting. It's kind of like a vibrator. Perhaps.
Reversed.
I got totally banned on YouTube and I don't even show anything naked. I lost two channels on YouTube. And I'm like, I see sex and erotica all over YouTube. I don't know. People must have like reported me or something because I don't show anything naked. Most of my audios, I don't even show anything. They're like audio videos and I got banned.
Well, I got banned on YouTube as well.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, I actually, my car audio's done really, really well. And I thought, well, I'm labeling them 18 plus.
Yes.
And then it's adult content. There are lots of other adult content on there. I'm thinking, fine. And I stuck them on there. And I thought, I'm getting some good traction on here.
Yeah.
I'm up for about like 90,000 views. I'm going, this is going really well. And all of a sudden, I went, you're banned from YouTube.
Yeah.
Your stuff, your audio's been banned. And I thought, I was actually really gutted about it. So gutted means upset.
Upset, okay. I was just going to say, what did you say? Yeah.
not getting a fish or anything like that. No, I was gutted. So I mean, I'm just really disappointed.
I was too. I had about 60,000 views and one of my stories was very popular. I had over 4,000 listens and they just rip it out. You know, it's like it was hours and hours and hours of work. And it's sad because there is sex all over YouTube.
There's worse sex out there.
Yes. And seriously. So why? The only reason I think that it happens is people are reporting. And it's like, can't you just scroll by? If you don't like it, just freaking scroll by, you know, that's people's work, hours and hours of work. And you just do one complaint.
Don't care.
And they just delete you.
They don't care. One of my car audios had about 36,000 views. Like, wow, that's going really well.
Yeah.
So I was disappointed. So they came down. And my car audios are on Pornhub and also my Patreon.
At least you have control more over the Patreon, right? I mean, like, because it's.
Well, yes, you do.
But they have restrictions, right? They do have restrictions.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking, well, I have a domain name, which I put on all of my audios.
Okay.
It's not live yet, but it will be live very soon.
Nice.
It's been sitting there in the background. And I'm tinkering away with it because I develop websites as well.
Okay.
And the domain name is, have a guess.
Yeah.
You're not going to guess, are you? So the domain name is Erotic Audio for Women.
Oh, nice. Yes. Okay. I feel like I saw that somewhere associated with you.
It's all over my stuff. Yeah. So,
okay.
So that's going to go live soon, I hope. I've got some really, really cool merchandise.
Nice.
That no one has thought of.
Ooh.
Yeah, I can't say too much, but it really is cool stuff.
Oh, that sounds very exciting.
That's going to be my exciting thing.
Nice.
Is my merchandise. So mugs, t-shirts.
Cool.
With something very, 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 very special.
That special is good.
So that's what I'm looking forward to. But I've got to get my website finished.
Yes.
And then I will launch it. And then the merchandise will be on there.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to that. That sounds very intriguing.
So what about you? Have you thought about doing a website?
Well, I do have a website that has my erotic stories. And I have not figured out how to add audio there. I can't figure that out. I'm not technical enough to figure it out.
You don't know anyone who can help you? Because I could probably help you if you want.
Yeah, that would be great. And the thing is, so I have text, you know, I have, then when I would do an audio, I would link to my YouTube. Well, now they stripped that from me. So now I'd have no audio associated with it. Yeah. I mean, they basically, so now I'm going to have to go through and delete those links because now they're linked to a dead YouTube channel.
That's what I done. I had a Patreon before.
Yeah.
And I linked it all to my YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a few subscribers.
Yeah.
And then YouTube went down. Well, took my stuff down. And then I thought, great, now what do I do?
But so what frustrating.
What I did do was, which is sort of forward thinking, is that I've got hosting that will allow adult content.
Yes.
So I could actually host my videos on my servers.
Oh, nice.
My hosting. Yes, I can upload it to my hosting and then you're fine. Right. And then you can just add that to your website.
Yeah, it almost comes down to when you're on YouTube, you don't own it and they can just delete you like that. But if you own your own, then that's not going to happen.
So that's the whole thing. I've been building websites for years.
Yeah.
And that was one of my concerns. So even though I'm on Patreon, also on OnlyFans, I think the reason why I've done OnlyFans is because I know that there's a lot of adult content on there.
Right.
And if they took the adult content away, they would lose a lot of their business.
Oh, they would lose that. That would be disastrous for them. Yeah.
Even though I have seen somewhere that he's tinkering about what sort of content should go on there, but there are a lot of adult entertainers and creators on there.
Well, then need two arms. They need to create two arms if they're going to do that.
Yeah, if they do. I mean, I just saw something that might happen. But the reason why I created, and people have asked me this, and actually other audio creators and VAs have asked this question to me, why have you created an OnlyFans? And why haven't you created a Patreon? I did have a Patreon. But from a Patreon is that I did read somewhere that they're not keen on adult content either.
Right.
And you have to say that you do adult content.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're not also something that a few people didn't know is that you're not actually searchable on Patreon when you say that you create adult content, you are not searchable on Patreon.
Right. Okay.
So they can show that as well.
Yes.
So I know of another female podcaster and radio host, and she does audios.
Okay.
And she didn't know that either.
Yeah, that's frustrating. Yeah,
you search, you can't. So for me, I think the way sort of forward for me is to still have both OnlyFans and Patreon, but then also have my website hosting my own content.
Yeah.
So if anything happens, I know that I can go back to my hosting site.
Yeah, so exactly.
I don't pay for my services, don't worry.
Right. Yeah, you got to protect yourself because these platforms are just deciding, oh, you know, you're out. And you've been on it for, I was on YouTube for a very, very long time with my first channel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, you were fine with it all this time. And then all of a sudden, I'm just gone. And just delete me.
Just like that.
It's so frustrating. It's like, and do these people who report realize what they're doing? I mean, this is hours of people's work.
Yeah,
they're just like, I don't like that, so I'm gonna report it, and then you get deleted.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's probably come up on their feed or their list of things to listen to.
Then why is it? I mean, why is YouTube putting it in front of people that don't look at that content? That's kind of unfair.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I know. I was gutted.
I was too. I was just, and it's actually prompting me to like, okay, you know what? This was a really popular story. I am going to publish the story, and I'm going to make my own damn audiobook because it was so popular on YouTube.
Yeah,
I'm can do that. Screw you! Yeah. I'm going to do it myself because I can put it on Amazon then, and sell it that way and get it to people that way. But it's just hard because I had all these people that probably are like, well, where'd you go? Like, well, I used to listen to her all the time and she's just gone. Where'd she go? You know? Frustrating. It's so frustrating.
I know. But we learn by our mistakes, right?
We do.
I've learned by that, and I thought, great. Let's keep it simple.
For
the safer work platforms, and then
yeah,
but not safe to work up on a site that allows it.
It's just hard because you learn it the hard way. Like I just started on TikTok and I've had multiple recordings on there too. And I'm like, that wasn't even bad. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, I know. I've stopped putting stuff on TikTok because it's just too much hassle.
It is. And, you know, I'll have something that I think just seems sexy and then it'll get banned. I'm like, that didn't show anything sexual. You know what? I think it happens because people report it. And so they just say, oh, okay, well, that's reported. Then that's out.
Yeah. I know. People don't care.
No, they don't. And it's really sad. They're like pressing their opinions on everybody else by reporting. It's like, can't you just scroll by? Live and let live, man.
I know. Well, I'm going to have to go because I have got to do some housework.
Okay. Well, it was so fun talking with you. I really enjoyed it.
I've got to switch my Hoover on.
You're going to go use your Hoover?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I did have a Dyson before.
Okay. Oh, I have a Dyson. I like it.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I've actually known a few women that suck like a Dyson as well.
Nice.
Yeah. The suction is amazing.
It really is. It really is. And it never loses suction. Isn't that what they advertise?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Well, on that visual thing in your head now with me and Hoover.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me. And I'll put all your links in the podcast so people can just find you easily.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate that. It's been lovely talking to you. I've been looking forward to this.
Me too. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye. Ready for some spring cleaning of your beard and groin hairs? Try out Manscaped products, where you can get 20% off with my new code RUIN, RUAN, to get 20% off and free shipping. In order to get the discount, use the promo code RUIN, RUAN, to do that spring cleaning to get yourself ready for sexy times. Heat up your spring with a new shave, a new trim. Perhaps try going bare. Get more skin smacks in the bedroom, if you know what I mean.